In this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavai, we read the 98 klalos. Now, 98 klalos, 98 curses is a lot. And in reading so many, we might lose our focus on any of them, meaning it's just too much, and it's too much to integrate, and it's also too much to try and figure out how does this actually relate to me and to my life. So I wanted to pick out two of the klalos that are very, very relevant to us and go into them a little bit more in depth, and perhaps it will help us see that all the klalos are something that we really need to be aware of. And the klal I want to start with, V'hayisa mimashesh b'tzaraim, you will feel around b'tzaraim in the daytime, ka'asher yimashesh ha'iver ba'afela, the same way a blind person has to feel his own way when it's dark, which means basically we'll be in the dark, we're not going to be able to see. Rabbi Yossi said, I always have a question about this pasuk. The same way that a blind person has to feel around in the dark, why does the blind person care if it's dark or light? He can't see anyway, so who cares if it's nighttime? Who cares if it's dark? He's not seeing. And then Rabbi Yossi said, one day I was walking, and it was night, and there was a blind person who was carrying a torch, who was carrying a flame. And I asked him, why are you carrying that fire? You can't see anyways. And the blind person responded to me, and he said, when I carry a flame, other people see me. And then they can help me, and then they can save me from threats and from pits and from falling because they see me. When a blind person is walking in the dark, Rabbi Yossi continues, not only can he not see, but other people can't see either. And then there's no one who can help him. For a blind person to walk in the dark, it's much more dangerous because nobody can see. And so when we're talking about darkness, it's a spiritual darkness, clearly, there's often times of confusion. But there's something that's even more scary than being confused, and that's when not only do we feel blind, but it's dark everywhere, which means there's no one who can see, which means there's no one there who can help us. It means that our leaders themselves are walking in the darkness, and they cannot see. There's a Gemara Bava Kama Nun Beis that says that a certain person from the Galil came to Rav Chisda, and he was teaching concerning a goat. And he said, when a shepherd is angry with his flock, he renders the goat leading them, meaning that there's one goat that's the leading goat, and that leading goat is blind. Meaning, when Hashem is angry with the Jewish people, he appoints leaders for them who also lead them astray, who cannot see. When we don't deserve good leaders, we walk like a blind person in the dark. We are not just blind, we have no direction because everyone is in the dark. Seeing is everything, and I'm not talking about physical seeing. Getting out of the darkness is everything. We have a special bracha in Shemona Esrei which refers to sight in a roundabout way, but it says, V'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. We should be able to see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how you return to Tzion b'rachamim. Ve'einenu sirena, our eyes should see. Because blindness, spiritual blindness, is devastating. We want to be able to see your Yeshua. We sometimes miss out because we don't see. The Medrash says that the words of the Pasuk, we are banim le emun bam, we are children without faithfulness. He says, don't read it emun, read it amen. He says that things happen, and because we are blind and because we don't see, we don't even realize what is happening, what we are meant to be seeing. And he says, sometimes Hashem is sending us so much bracha, and we don't recognize that Hashem is helping us out because we're too busy looking at the closed door. We don't even notice the open window that he sent for us. And he sends us a bracha, and we don't say amen. We are banim le emun bam. And likewise, bad things happen, difficult things happen, tragedies happen, complications happen, and we don't even recognize that Hashem is talking to us and trying to get us to do tshuva. We are blind. We are walking like a blind person in the darkness. There's a Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos, and it talks about it. It's a halachic Mishnah, meaning it's talking about on Shabbos why somebody would extinguish a fire. And it gives four different reasons why people would extinguish fires. Then it goes on to talk about the halacha, but for our purpose, we can talk about this Mishnah in a symbolic way. Hamechaba es haner. Why would somebody be in the dark? Why would somebody turn off the flame, turn off the light? Mifnei shehu misyarei mifnei goyim, because there were times that the goyim did not allow us to have to light the candles. So perhaps you're scared of the goyim, that they're going to see that you're lighting the candles. Mifnei listim, you're scared of thieves, of robbers. You're scared to be seen. You're scared that the robber should see that somebody is in this house. Mifnei ruach ra'a, because of the ruach ra'a, you're scared of the bad spirits. Or ve'im b'shvil ha'chayla she'ishan, or so that a sick person can fall asleep, as he has a hard time falling asleep when there's light in the room. So what's the symbolic meaning here? Why would we live in the dark? Meaning, we know where to find the light, right? Or zaru la tzadik, we know that the or is found in the Torah. So why do we live in the darkness? So sometimes we ourselves are extinguishing the fire, and we may do it for a variety of reasons. We may do it Mifnei shehu misyare mifnei goyim, because I want to be more like the nations around me, the people around me. I'm scared to stick out, so I extinguish my light so that I should be like the people who are around me. Mifnei listim, because there's a spirit of madness all around me and everyone else is going crazy, so we hear things, we see things, we read things, we walk down the street and we see images, and if everybody else has experienced this precuss oil, has thrown off everything that is sacred, so maybe I should too. Mifnei ruach ra, maybe we are mean-spirited. We are jealous of other people's spiritual success and we can't handle it. So we blow out the fire all around us. We don't want anyone to experience the light. Or b'shvil ha'chayla she'ishan, we want to sleep. Leave me alone. I'm lazy and I don't want to think so much. I don't want to feel. I don't want to know. We distance ourselves from the truth and we numb ourselves with all kinds of escape routes because I just want to sleep. Of course, very timely for this time of year where we blow the shofar every day in Elul so that Uru Yeshenim Mishnasrem. It's time to wake up. We're in a period of time of le'ra'av le'lechem v'le'tzom alamayim ki'im l'shmaya es divrei Hashem. And indeed it feels like we're in a time of blind leading the blind, where it's dark and we don't even have any ability to find the light. And perhaps it's because we've been extinguishing it on our own drowning in our own cynicism and despair. And it's time to at least recognize that we're in the dark and that we want to see the light. That's the first step, recognizing that it's dark. The other klala that I want to briefly talk about is Simhain Lev. Now, this is connected because Simhain Lev, really, we would translate it as confusion. It's one of the things that we say vidui for. That I confess HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I admit that I have been confused. Rashi translates Simhain Lev as Otem Lev, like a blockage of the heart. It's a heart attack. It's when the blood stops circulating in the heart, and spiritually, it's when the Jewish heart stops functioning. It's not alive, it's not warm, it has lost all feeling. But Unkelus, fascinating, translates it as She'amimut Liba, which means boredom. I'm not sure what Unkelus meant in his time, because I don't think that people were so bored. You know, I think boredom is more of a modern day problem, perhaps over the last 150 years or, you know, since the Industrial Revolution, perhaps. But boredom is really a klala in our days today. And I'm speaking here in those last week of summer vacation where most of the camps are over and most of the children are home. And what every mother hears many times a day is, Ma, I'm bored. This is a curse, which the older generations did not have to deal with, but today seems to be prevalent. People are bored, and even worse, everything is boring, meaning that we've lost our ability to be excited by the small and even big pleasures of life because we're really spoiled. The days stretch out, and the nights are even longer, and our attention spans are shot, and nothing is engaging, and boredom can lead to all kinds of terrible curses. Boredom can be the source of all evil. So here's two out of the 98. It should be an inspiration to look into the others, because of course the purpose of reading these klalos is to experience them vicariously, so that chas v'shalom we shouldn't have to experience not one, not two, not 98 of them in actuality.